People don't need another election. The outcome of the election was decided in May. We have one party who are boycotting that because they don't like the result. They don't like the fact that they will no longer hold the position of First Minister. We have a First Minister designate, Michelle O'Neill, who wants to be an inclusive First Minister, a First Minister for all. The DUP don't want that. They're using the protocol as an excuse away from facing the reality that times in the north are changing. In the dying days of the last assembly, we were able to work with other parties right across the north to make progressive change, to build progressive legislation that really impacted on people's lives, that made a positive change. That was around women's healthcare, it was around autism bills, it was around removing hospital car parking charges. So what we need to see is the DUP coming to the table with everyone else. We are really keen to get an executive and an assembly up and running now. And I think at the minute in time as well, Michaela, the biggest thing is that people need to realise that an executive is imperative. You know, there are things that an executive can do in terms of supporting with the cost of living. The executive needs to be there to tackle hospital waiting lists. Sinn Féin want to put £1 billion into health. Conor Murphy had already earmarked that in the three-year budget, a budget which couldn't proceed because the DUP boycotted the executive and boycotted Stormont. So we need to see that implemented now. We need to see real change. We need to see money put back into people's pockets. And we need to be standing up for workers and families right across this country. Michelle O'Neill was speaking at an event in Belfast today and made very clear that this isn't just about standing up for people in one community or another. This is about standing up for every single person across the north. We need all parties to do that. We're prepared to do that. We know a number of other parties are, but we need all politicians who are elected to be in Stormont, to be doing their job, to be making lives better for ordinary people.
And would you accept a pay cut as proposed by Chris Heaton-Harris?
Of course, yes, that's something that we're going to do. As you know, Sinn Féin don't take our full wage anyway. We take a working wage because we represent working communities and working people. So we want to see an executive back up and running. That's going to be our priority. We want to see the focus put on the DUP and the pressure put on the DUP to get back into work. We've been working harder since May, if possible. We haven't stopped. A lot of the other parties haven't stopped as well. One party are refusing to go into the Assembly and into the Executive. But, any steps that are going to get an Assembly back up and running, I would welcome, I would agree to, because we do need to see real change for people here immediately.